2025 primary living examination results show a performance improvement compared to last year's figures, the Uganda National Examinations Board UNEB has announced. Releasing the results today, Daniel Odongo, the Executive Director UNEB, noted that the male candidates recorded higher overall scores and a lower failure rate than female candidates. According to Odongo, of the 807,313 candidates who sat the 2025 PLE, 7,689 pupils passed in Division 1, up from 7,503 in 2024, signaling a modest improvement in top-level performance. More females registered for the exams, with 428,356 girls compared to 389,529 boys. In subject performance, the girls continued to outperform boys in English, maintaining last year's trend, while boys achieved stronger results in mathematics, social studies, and science. We will be bringing you the voices as they unfold. Moving on, as parents eagerly await the release of the PLE, the Mukono RDC, Hajat Fatuma Ndisaba Nabitaka, and the District Education Officer Rashid Chikomeko have sounded a warning about schools using fake UNEB results as an advertisement tool. The officials caution parents against schools feeding them wrong information to lure more learners, advising them to use online applications to access accurate results. Chikomeko emphasized that providing false information is illegal and punishable by law. The DEO said this warning is timely given the fact that during the recent years, his office has seen cases of students being barred from sitting senior four exams due to incorrect PLE results given to them by their former primary schools. A total of 817,885 candidates sat for the 3rd and 4th November 2025 PLE in 16,140 schools countrywide, with 428,356 of them girls and 389,529 of them boys. Of these, 522,039, who constitute 65% and under government sponsorship in UPE schools, and the rest numbering 295,846, who constitute 36%, sat the examinations in privately owned schools. The number of 2025 candidates surpassed the 2024 figure by 797,444. In other news,